Okay, so just a quick recap where we left off yesterday. So we're fundamentally learning the sugya of what would the din be if a chi of mammon precedes a chi of misa? Would that be subject to kibbutz b'rabbinei? So the answer to that seems to be a resounding no. It can't be more explicit than that gemara. Gonev kis b'shabes, so it's chay of mammon, but it's chay of b'genev, come shavu day is a skila. And that idea is borne out in several sugyas in Maseches Bava Kama and Maseches Ksubas. It seems to be really a no-brainer. The problem is that there was that Gemara tucked away in Daf Chavez in Bava Kama about Madagas HaGodesh, where the Gemara seems to apply Kibbutz B'Rabbinei, even though the Halachas HaGodesh, the Chi of Mamun, seems to set in before the Chi of Misa. So the Rashi was quick to deflect that Gemara by saying, nah, don't bother with that Gemara. That Gemara is different because that's not even discussing the Chiyav of Ritzeach of Kibbutz B'Rabbinei, but rather it's focusing on the Din of Rodef. And the Din of Rodef, you actually become a Rodef from the minute that you start to light the fire. So even though Rotzeach doesn't kick in until a few minutes later when the Eved actually dies, but for our purposes, since the Chiyav Rodef kicked in, so that's enough for the parish of Kibbutz B'Rabbinei to begin. So the Rashba solved the problem, and in a certain sense, from the vantage point of our sugya, so we're really good to go. So then we made a ha'ara that this Rashba, hold us in the oven, since the Rashba has introduced to us that the secret of the Gemara Daf Chavez, the secret of that question of Hanichel Rabbi Yechon or Shlach Shmich LeMeimar, is predicated on the parasha of Reidef and not so much on the parasha of Ratzeach, that Rashba may become very, very handy for us in terms of analyzing that sugya, particularly in light of the view of the Chiddush Aran. Who, where, who's the Chiddush Aran? Where did he come from? So Chiddush Aran was addressing a question that we spoke a lot about yesterday. The Machlokes in Taisa made a davar in the Chiddush Aran as to why is it that when I throw a rock up in the air and it falls and lands directly down, doesn't go to the side, why is it that I'm potter? The mashmos of the Gemara is that I'm not considered to be a rotzeach b'chiyah gafna. And the question is why exactly am I potter? What happened to the parasha of Isha Meshimchitzo? Isn't that considered to be a koach ha-chaburabo? Don't we say that just as wind can make me chayev mamon, so too gravity should make me chayev misa? So we saw, before we even got to the Chiddush Aran himself, we saw two different approaches to the Rishonim to solve that problem. We saw Taisus Otaka threw their hands up, and Taisus said that in Ochinami, that you really would be chayev misa. And Nebuch, this Gemara Shalokidin. This Gemara is Reish Lachish speaking. This Gemara is Be'ikvas Reish Lachish. That Isha B'Shem Amoinu. Then we saw Rabbeinu David, who came up with this razzle-dazzle theory about the lack of existence of gravity, in terms of it's not really a koich, it's not a force you have to reckon with. And therefore, it is fundamentally different than the case of the wind. And the Chiddush Aran didn't think either one of these two was correct. To stick the Gemara into Reish Lachish is very hard textually. To ignore that gravity is a koyach that you have to reckon with. So the Chiddush Aran thought that was very, very difficult to understand. So what's the emes of Shad in the Gemara of the Chiddush Aran? The emes of Shad is that you're not chayav misa for Isha Mishum Chitza. Isha Mishum Chitza was exeris akosuf in terms of mamunas, shalom, shalom, mavar, and it has no ramifications outside of the mamunas, and it does not impact on the nefashis kihuzah. That was the breakthrough of the Chiddush Aran. Now, of course, this Chiddush Aran is going to cause a lot of trouble for us, because how in the world are we going to read the Gemara Bava Kama and Daf Chavez in light of the Chiddush Aran? But we're nowhere up to that yet. That's, of course, where we're getting to. That's the goal of the Shiur. But we have a lot of things in the way, a lot of the pieces of the puzzle to try to solve before we get anywhere near there. So let's just understand first, let's understand the Chiddush Aran in and of its own right. The significance is a Chiddush Aran you have to sit on and think and hover of a little bit and really, really delve into. So we have to understand the Chiddush Aran in of himself, understand his rayas, and understand primarily what he's arguing about, what the Nekudas HaMachlokes is. He's taking on all the other Rishayim. So the Aran doesn't just say it in a vacuum, doesn't just say that the Din of Eish, the Din of Koach HaMurabai, doesn't carry over the Din of Fashas. But the Aran shows you and proves to you that Balav Hochi, even before he entered onto the scene of history, Mammonis and Nefashis are different. That the standards to be Chayiv Mammon are significantly lower than to be Chayiv Nisa. What's necessary to make you Chayiv Mammon is not all that much in Halacha. And we know for a fact that the standards to be Chayiv and Nisa based in for Ritzicha are so much higher. Therefore, it's not shocking, it's not surprising that Nisa and Mammon should part ways in terms of the sugya of Isha Mishum Chitza. How did the Ran know this? What were his rayas? So he takes you on a grand tour through Maseches Sanhedrin, through Bava Kamma, a mere 200 plus blot in the course of one paragraph to try to show you time and time again that the standards are so radically different from one another. And therefore, again, it's not shocking that they should differ, they should part ways in terms of Ishim Shimchitza. So the first set of rayas that the Ran brings are, in a certain sense, a very strange set of rayas. So the Ran brings you a set of rayas from the fact that everybody knows that Adam Uvo Olam, if I damage somebody, whether as B'Shegeg, whether as B'Einis, even if I'm sleeping, B'Be'er, Ben Yoshin, so Adam Uvo Olam, that's like a given, that's a Mishnah in the end of the second paragraph of Kama, everyone agrees that Adam Uvo Olam, Chayv under all circumstances. Okay, not under all circumstances, Machlok is Taisin the Ramban. Are there any exceptions to that rule? So, Yadua, should be Yadua. It's a famous Taisus in a few places, in Kamma, and Babamitsi, and Sanhedrin, and Taisus keeps hammering home the same point that Adamu La'ilam doesn't mean it every single time. It means most of the time. And every once in a while, you bump into a case of an Aynes, and then Taisus even, what is that definition of Aynes is? You reach certain Aynesim that the buck stops here, even for Adamu La'ilam. That's the famous shit that Taisus collects rise and rise and rise, takes you on the survey through Shas to try to show you that Adamu La'ilam is not an absolute statement. And the Ramban in Bav Metzia Daf Pei Beis argues with every single of Taisus Rayas. And the Ramban says, if Chazal say Adamu L'Olam, they meant what they said. And if they said Yechai B'Oynes, they meant what they said. And the Ramban has this famous line where he says, Afilu Oynes the Ruach She'en Metzia Klal Uklal. Even a tornado, a hurricane, a tsunami, Adamu L'Olam finish. Gemarnu. And if Chazal meant there were exceptions, they would have told you the exceptions. So again, it's a very, very important machlokes, not for now. But generally, everyone agrees, even Taisus's watered-down version, Adam is basically Mu'ad L'Olam. He's chayev, he didn't know what was going on. He's b'shoigeg, b'aynes, he's always going to be chayev. In din nefashos, a person kills somebody b'shoigeg in din nefashos, not this potter. A person kills b'aynes, a zichmi's potter. Whether he has to go to your miklat or not, so you have to learn the second paragraph of Maseches Machis for that. But to be chayim, he says, Beis and Kuliyam Lepli, it's got to be mezid, it's got to be kavana. You're not chayim misa, but should be kavana. So the Ramban says, I'm sorry, the Chiddush Ran says, Zetman Fando, you see already from this distinction of halachas, already from the fact that there is a distinction between what the standards are vis-a-vis to be chayiv Mises Beis and the chayiv Mammon in terms of Sheigig and Oynes, that already sets the stage for a distinction. To say that Isha v'shem chitzo, just because it exists by Dinim Mamonis, doesn't carry over the Dinim Fashas. So does anyone understand almost a weakness in this Ran? I don't understand what my hesitation is in this Ran's Raya. Are these two areas really the same? The Ran's trying to bring you a Dimyon. He's trying to say, Zem, and you see already, don't bother me, don't shep a mizak the Ran. I can already tell you from Sugyas and Son, Hedri Rav Kama, that the standards are different. So who are Dinami? The standards should be different, Lagabi Isha v'shem chitzo. So the chayyur, these are two totally different areas of standards being different. In order to be chayyav, this is based in for a tzicha, so two things have to happen. Number one, there has to be a ma'aser tzicha. However you define ma'aser tzicha. And already, as we spoke a little bit in Seder, just because I caused the person to die, that's not a ma'aser tzicha. You can have a situation where I set into motion and 20 steps down the line, the person died. Let's say, Lamashal, if the person sitting in a room, and I take away his food, and then he dies a month later, I'm not chayim misa. I may be called a ratzech but dini shemayim, I may be a terrible thing, that's not the ticket to olam haba of doing those kinds of things, but in terms of being maki ish v'meis plus yumas, so it's got to be a mice of maki ish v'meis, it's got to be a mice of ish ki yach kol nefesh adam, and if I kill somebody through these roundabout methods called grumma, so grumma is not chayim for ratzich, it's not chayim for chayim misa beis, then for killing somebody ayadei grumma. So in order to be chayav misa for ritzicha, there has to be what the halacha considers to be a maisa ritzicha. Number two, you as a gavra have to be somebody who killed bedas. You have to be not only a bar das, but you have to kill bedas. And if you committed the aveir of ritzicha, albeit without the proper das, without the necessary das, so you're also going to be potter. So even though you did a full-fledged maisa ritzicha, there's no question about it, you threw the axe. The axe, the mamish, that axe killed the person. So you did a full-fledged mamish. This is not a grum. You did it mamish b'yadayim, but you did it b'li kavana, so you're going to be potter also. So one could be potter for Mrs. Bezin, for Tzicha, for one of two conditions. Either there's a chisaron in the maisa shabai, or there's a chisaron in the da shabai. I don't know enough about the law, but I imagine the lawyers could probably tell you. We'll check with some of the accident lawyers later. They could probably tell you that there are different degrees of, even within murder, there are different degrees of murder. There are different degrees of this manslaughter, and this murder, and this third degree, second degree, first degree, all kind of these different things. So again, I don't know what any of these things mean, but the bottom line is that even in America, even in secular law, so not every time that Reuven is responsible for Shimon's death, is that automatically going to carry with him a chi of Mises Beis Din? There are darkness, so there are nuances in terms of what your kavana was, and the nuances in terms of what your maisa was. So just because the Chiddush Iran is being your Araya, that Misa and Mammon part ways in terms of Kavanas HaAdam, why does that necessarily impact that they part ways in terms of what constitutes a Misa? Maybe in the Misa HaAdam, so Misa HaAdam is identical both in terms of to be Mechayef and Ezekiel, as well to be Chayef for Misa. There's no difference. Grama ben Ezekiel Potter, Grama beretzicha potter. Maise ben Ezekiel is chayef. Maise beretzicha is chayef. So when it comes to the maise adam, what's meant the maise retzicha? What's meant the maise hezek? So the rules are the same. They're mamash identical. In terms of kavanas adam, okay, so in order, we're not going to kill you until you're really, really meant to be a really bad guy. If you didn't mean to be such a bad guy, you did it b'shegi, you didn't, etc., we're not going to kill you. But in terms of mammon, so the chi of mammon is primarily for the hefsid, you caused the terrible hefsid to the person, even though it wasn't really your fault. But the gzeiras hakosav is that you still have to make up for the hefsid, even though it wasn't really your fault. So I understand why there are differences between Misa and Nezikin, Misa and mammon, vis-a-vis what's called the kavanas ha'odom? How much kavanas that's to be chayiv misa gerim? We don't want to kill people right and left. Make a guy pay money right and left doesn't bother us. Make a guy die right and left, that's hard for us to comprehend. So I understand that the Torah draws distinctions, but why does that impact on whether there should be a distinction between misa and mammon vis-a-vis what's called maisa odom? So this din of isha mishum chitzai, this is the din of the maisa odom. That's the chiddush haTorah, that even though it's kachach murabai, it's still called maisa odom. So if that was this chadish vis-a-vis mammon, why should it have been this chadish vis-a-vis misa? How in the world the chilukim in hilchas da'asa odom, how does that impact? What does that detract from our ability to extend the maisa odom definition from nizikin to misa? So the raya of chiddush haran are very, very hard to understand. So I think the Chiddush Iran himself sensed that someone's going to come and argue with him. He knew that someone's going to sit in Tinek 800 years later and shepherd him and disagree and say the Rayas are not glatt. There's something lacking in the Raya because they're different aspects, the different angles of what the Torah of either Bisa and Ezekiel is. So the Chiddush Iran felt compelled to bring more Rayas. So Chiddush Iran brought more and more and more Rayas. Some people read the whole Chiddush Iran out. So the Iran brings more and more Rayas. What's his other Rayas? He says that even within the categories of Maisa Adam, we find distinctions between Misa and Mammon. Kayadua, says the Chiddush Iran. Anyone who opened up a Gemara in Sanhedrin, who opened up a Gemara of a Kama, realizes right away that there are differences in terms of vis-a-vis Maisa Adam. So if we can really find and identify those chilukim within Maisa Adam, within Maisa Maisa Ritzicha and Maisa and Hezek are working with different categories, so that will lend credibility to his theory that we're not going to extrapolate one from another. So comes the Ran and says, let me show you differences even within the halachas of Maisa Adam. So there's a famous Gemara in Sanhedrin in the ninth Barak, where the Gemara talks about killing a person based on Kerech Rishon versus killing a person based on Kerech Sheni. The Gemara is a very, very vague statement. Amar Rav Papa, how about the shakal bitka demaya? If a person, let's say there's a fellow who's lying down, he's all tied up, he's almost by the edge of the river, but he's doing okay. He's by the edge of the river, but there's no water there. He's doing great. Why is there no water there? The water's not overflowing onto because there's a dam there. So this guy doesn't do too much. He removes the dam. He goes ahead, he shakal bitka demaya. He pulls out the plug from the dam, and all of a sudden the water starts rushing in, and the water drowns the person. So the Gemara wants to know, is that called the Ritzech B'Yadayim or not? So if I kill somebody mamash with my hands, it doesn't matter what the murder weapon is. It doesn't matter whether the murder weapon is a bullet, whether it's a knife, whether it's a sword, or whether it's water. If I mamash take a person, I drown the person, that's also called the Maisa Ritzicha B'Yadayim. So is that called the Maisa Ritzicha B'Yadayim or not? So that's a little bit tricky. I didn't take the person and submerge him under the water, hold him under the water. That would be Maisa Adam B'Yadayim. What I did was, I didn't pour water on him even. I didn't touch the person, I didn't touch the water. I touched the dam. I pulled the dam out. And now I did what we call the lingo in the Pesach is Asar Sameneya. I removed the Dava Hameneya. I removed the dam that's blocking the water. Is that called a Maisa V'tzicha B'yadayim? Can we equate my removing the dam and forcing the water to fall onto the person and drown him? Is that like shooting the person or not? So Rav Papa says it depends. It depends whether the water attacks the person, drowns the person, bekech rishon or bekech sheni. If it happens with the first initial thrust, the initial force, that's called kech rishon, and that's called maisa adam, and yechai misa beis. If it happens with the delayed force, it happens with what's called the kech sheni, so then all the rules are different. So kech sheni is not considered to be a machi ish v'meis. Again, you're a terrible balaveira, and you're going to gehenem gefeiloch for first as your shefich damim, and you're a ratzech b'dei shemayim. That's all true. But in terms of beis din's ability to put you to death, beis din cannot kill you because you weren't, what you did was basically grama. What you did was kech sheni. So there is a big machlekes rishonim about what exactly, just technically, the mechanics of that. How do you know whether something is kach rishon or kach sheni? Very unclear from the Gemara. So there's machlekes Rashi and the Yad Ramah. Again, not a sugya for now. Rashi says that kach rishon, kach sheni means that whether it happens immediately or not. Rashi also seems to be a function of time. If I pull the plug and all of a sudden all the water starts gushing in right away, that's called the kach rishon. If I pull the plug and it takes 20 minutes till the water comes flowing in, so that's called kach sheni. Let's say the person, Rashi says, let's say the person is tied down 30 feet away from the dam. So it's going to take a couple of seconds till the water comes, so that's already considered to be kach sheni. So Rashi has a unique shita, maybe not unique, maybe most of the Rishonim hold that way, that kach rishon kach sheni are a function of time. And the Yad Ramah seems to have a different beer and a complicated Yad Ramah. What exactly is the nuance of the different beer? But again, not relevant for us right now. But everybody agrees that there for sure is a distinction within the sugya of Ritzicha between Kach Rishon and Kach Sheni. Says the Chiddush Aran, I learned all about Bava Kama, 119 blot, and I don't find any such distinction within Nezikin. What would it then be a similar kind of a case? A person pulls the plug from the water. Now the water comes gushing and it ruins a person's property. The guy has an expensive sefer right by the edge of the water, and I pull the plug and the water comes gushing. So the Ran says, I don't think there's any difference whether the water comes gushing immediately with kach rishon, or even if it takes its a lazy time and comes a few minutes later, that would be called kach sheni. Says the Ran, I don't know of any gemara in all of Bava Kama 119 blot that draws a distinction. I think it would be chayef and ezikin for that. So comes the Chiddush Aran and says, Abba Zoh, you would be chayef and ezikin in cases that you're not chayef for Ratzicha. And those distinctions are really within Ma'aseh Adam. That means the parasha of Kach Rishon and Kach Sheni, that understanding, Rav Papa had this amkustika understanding of Kach Rishon and Kach Sheni that he plugged into, no pun intended, he plugged into the case of unplugging the plug for Ratzicha. So the Ran says that parasha, that chiluk, was never said for Gabi Nezikin. Zeman Fendo, you see from here that there's a distinction between Misa and Nezikin, even vis-a-vis dinim that are tolly and nice Adam, even on things that are not tolly and just das Adam. So this is a great raya. This is a better raya than his first raya. His first raya is that Shegig Umezid, Nezikin and Misa part ways. Can be refute the raya that that's a din in the kavaras adam, does a din in the ma'is adam. There's no kamechem izuchim ma'irav. But the second group of rayas that the Chiddush Aran brings from the parshas of Grama and Kech Rishon and Kech Sheni, that it's clear as day to anyone who ever learns and had a little bit of a gama that these chilukim only were said legabi ritzicha. They were never said legabi nezikin. So that sets the stage for saying that there are different standards of what's called ma'is adam. If so, there are different standards, what's called Ma'is Adam, so we can carry over that distinction one step further and say that the Chiddush HaTorah of Isha Mishim Chitza was only said Legabe Mam and wasn't said Legabe Nezikin, because all right, they're different, they're not the same. So Zeman Fendo, that they are different. So even though this second group of Raya is a Chiddush Aran, where we've proven that there are distinctions even within the Ma'is Adam, not just within the Dasa Adam, so those Rayas, or that particular Raya, is only as good as the facts of the Chiddush Aran are. The Ran is 100% right that the Gemara Sanhedrin says that Kayach Sheni, you can't give a person Mises Bezdin on, but the Chiddush Aran is 100% controversial in his assumption that there's no such parallel din by Nezikin. So he is asserting that there is no parallel din by Nezikin because there is no Gemara that says it. So there is a Tosfos in Bava Kama, in the beginning of Bava Kama, where Tosfos says, of course it's true. Tosfos says, I don't need a Gemara to tell me that. Tosfos says, let's move on me. Of course, Tosfos treats the stuff of Pasha. It wasn't Gilal Ladas any other way. There's a those alone at the beginning of Bava Kama. Anyone remember the Eimam Mavaz Hamayim? Anyone remember that Taisus? Anyone remember what Taisus says? The Eimam Mavaz Hamayim. What does Taisus say? Taisus says B'Marashach. Ibe Kayach Rishon Pshita that Yichayev. Ibe Kayach Sheini Pshita that Yipoter. So Zama from that Taisus. You see that Taisus quoted the Gemara in Sanhedrin and plugged it right into Bava Kama, which the Chiddush Aran said you're not allowed to do. So you see clear that there's a machlekes between the Taisus in the beginning of Bava Kama and the Gimel against the Chiddush Aran in Masechta Sanhedrin about this very Nakuda. So both of these big breakthrough rayas of the Chiddush Aran, again, his whole point, his whole thrust of this long Chiddush Aran is just to prove to us that Misa and Ezekiel are different from one another, and just because there's a din HaTorah of Ishim and Shemchitza by Mammon, we have no right to extrapolate to an Ezekiel. So his both sets of rayas, each one is questionable for different reasons. The first set of rayas from Nezid, Ein, Shegi, etc., is questionable because he's mixing apples and bananas. He's bringing you rayas from Dasa Adam to Maisa Adam. And then a second set of rayas from Maisa Adam, the facts may not even be right. Taisus denies the Ran didn't have any Gemaras. He just had the lack of any Gemaras. And the Taisus said there's no Gemara because it's so obvious anyone can figure out. It's like Zerah Shofim said that into Bava Kama. So when all the dust settles, the Chiddush Aran's rayas are not absolute, and other Rishonim clearly disagree. And Harai, other Rishonim disagree with this conclusion. Taisus in Sanhedrin disagrees with this conclusion. Rabbeinu David disagrees with this conclusion. So when all the dust settles, we still have, with all the rayas for and against, we have a running mechlekes of Rishonim here. But in the parish of Ishim Shemchitza was only said by Nezikin and cannot be extrapolated to other areas of Allah, cannot jump with it and carry it to the Nefashos. Or no, maybe they do have a right to carry it to the Nefashos. So conceptually, what does that machloikis depend upon? What is the Nekudas Machloikis? What would you say? If you didn't see a Taitz in Sanhedrin, you never heard of Rabbeinu David, you never heard of Chiddush Aran, if I were to ask you, there's a Din HaTorah of Ishim Shemchitzav, would you carry that over to Kol HaTorah Kula now? How would you even begin to tackle that question? So L'chora, the way to address that question is as follows. It is clear from the Gemara Bava Kama and the Sugya of Ishim Shemchitzav that Resh Lakish's starting point is the correct one. That lulei any gzeiras hakosav to the contrary, there is no question that when I light a fire in my backyard and it spreads, that is not an adam hamazik. There's no way in a million years that's called an adam hamazik. Why? Because I wasn't mazik. Adam hamazik means I take a hammer and I smash your car. That's an adam hamazik. I throw a ball and it breaks your window, so that's koyach adam. So koyach is kegufo dami. The Gemara says, except for by behemoth, that's a special halach mashini of tzraras. But short of that, koyach is kegufo. So when I throw a ball, I'm the only koyach. So that's mamash me. That's an extension. That's keilu I smash with the hammer. But the minute that you introduce a koyach hamura boy, the game's over. Once it's koyach hamura boy, so that means it's not me. It's me plus a million other things, but it's not me alone. So once it's me plus others, Resh Lakish says, so that's not Adam HaMazik. Either Torah says, Kiseteyesh, I have one agrees, Resh Lakish agrees, if I have a barbecue and it burns down your house across the street, I'm Chayev. So Resh Lakish throws his hands up and says, you're right, he's Chayev, but it's not Adam HaMazik. What is it? It's Isha B'Shem HaMayinai. It's no worse than a Shor Shehizik. It's no worse than any other Behemta Shehizik. So it's your moment that's being Mazik. So it's a Mamani Shehizik. And therefore, Shlokhi said, and therefore you're not going to be Chayev Tzavri B'Shem Sambayishas, because you never Chayev the Dal Dvarim on Mamani Shehizik. So Shlokhi is just clearly the starting point. So comes the Gemara and says, Kra Messiah Leit L'Rabbi Yechanan. Rava discovers in Rav Kamachav Gimel, a pasuk to support Rabbi Yochanan. What's the pasuk to support Rabbi Yochanan? The Meshmal Satorah. The Torah says, Kiseitze Yesh, Kiseitze Me'atzma Mashma. The parasha of Eish in the Torah does not mean that I take a torch and I torch your house. That's not what the Torah is talking about. That's also Chayev. I don't need Eish for that. That's all about Mazik. Kiseitze Yesh, Umatze Koitze, Menechal Godesh, Akamo Asada. So that's a description of a guy had a barbecue and things got out of hand and the fire spread, umatza kaitzim, and they picked up the thorns. Venechal godesh, I come and started gewalt geschrigen, and 20 minutes later, all of a sudden, I burnt down your entire field. So the mashmos apsukim is that it happened by itself. The fire was obviously spread by a koyachacha, by a ruach. And what does the Torah say about the guy? The Torah doesn't just say, chayev l'shalem. What's me? What's v'shtet in the Torah? What does it say? No, what about kairis? Shalem yishalem what? Hamavir Sabeira. Hamavir. What does a mavir mean? Mavir means an Adam Shehit Asaish. That's what the Taich means. Hamavir Sabeira. The person who lit the fire has to pay. Atara sa mavir. The Torah calls you a mavir. So comes Rabbi Yechanan and says, this is the key. Comes Rav and says, this is the secret, Rabbi Yechanan. That Rabbi Yechanan is a Xerisakosov. That Unlike Rish Lakish, who proposed the Svara that it cannot possibly be Adam Amazik because it's Kach HaChamur Rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan says, you're right, Rish Lakish, it couldn't have been, it shouldn't have been, but it is, because that's what the Torah says. So the Gzeiras HaKasav trumps your Svara. Now Rish Lakish is quick to have to respond and have to say, no, that's not what the Pasuk means. Then the Torah says it, Ma'afir, for a different reason. I gave a whole chagadja why Rish Lakish doesn't think the Pasuk meant what Rabbi Yochanan said. But Rabbi Yochanan clearly is the Maitzach Rav Araya. He's the one who has to prove that he's right, because the Mashmos HaDvarim is, based on Svar Pshuta, Rish Lakish should have been right. So now, Yesh Lachko Rabbi say, one could raise one of our famous Chakibras, we raise it about 1,000 times all the time. Whenever you have a kind of Gemara like this, you have to always make the following assessment. There's a certain Svar Rishayna, there's a certain baseline reasoning, right? We haven't said it yet this summer, right? Exactly, we haven't said baseline, okay, baseline. Baseline is a famous line from Shia. So there's a certain baseline. The baseline is that Isha Mishim HaMoyna. That's the starting point. Kuli Amla Pugi, that's the Svar Rishayna. That's our Hanocha. Comes to Torah and says, it's nice, it's a great Svara, but you chayef to pay. You're another Ben Azik. Yesh Lachba, what's the nature of that Gzeres HaKosav? One can understand that in one of two ways. Either one can understand that Gzeres HaKosav is saying is that your baseline is right and your baseline remains right. And there really is no reason to call this person an other Mamazik. This is not Dumi Adam Mamazik, it's just Pusha Nat. It's not another Mamazik, it's not his goof, it's not his koyach, it's kach, it's the wind. It's not another Mamazik. But what can I do? You know, Paradum also, I throw my hands up and say, I don't understand it. My baseline for Paradum is, I don't understand, how can something be Mataris at Tamei, Mataris at Tarim? It doesn't make any sense. There are a lot of things that don't make any sense. Just in case you haven't figured out in this world, there are a lot of things that don't make any sense. We thought we understood everything there is to know about the spread of viruses. We thought that way. We thought about a lot of things. So a lot of the things we don't understand. So it chalked us up to the list of things we don't understand. So we thought that there's no way in the world this person should be another Mamazik. So the answer is, you're right. He's not another Mamazik. We're right. It's Taka, not another Mamazik. But you know what? The Torah Kedosh HaKazach, the Ben Shalom B'Chachmas, they said, even though he's not another Mamazik, we're going to treat him like another Mamazik. And we're going to give him Allah Chumras of another Mamazik. And as I state in the Gzeres HaKosav, Mishal Mishal Mavis Abeira, that even though he's not another Mamazik, he doesn't have any Shaykhat of Mamazik, he doesn't have any resemblance living or dead to another Mamazik, Kachazah, Shal Mishal Mavis Abeira, Gzeres HaMelech, Kachay, go be Mekabel, go argue with the Ben Shalom. What do I say now? But I said, no, wait a second. You know, when the Torah tells us, Shalom, Shalom, Arav Sabeira, that forces us to go back to the drawing board, go back to the laboratory and say, you know what? Maybe we were too quick to call this person not another Mamazik. What made us believe that it's not another Mamazik? What was the factor that made him not another Mamazik? It's not his animal. What is it? So he's the one who lit the barbecue. He's the guy with the chef's hat who was flipping burgers before. So why are we not calling him another Mamazik? What prevented us? What's the problem? What was the chisaron? What was menei us from immediately labeling as another Mamazik? Because there was a what? That was the menei. That was the active. And according to Rish Lakish, that's the end of the game. Kachach Murabai is a mafkiyah the shame of the Mamazik from him. So maybe all the Torah is telling is as follows, that you were too quick to label this person not another Mamazik. Maybe Koch Achim Urabai means that Koch Acher is Urav Boy, and it almost becomes like part and parcel of him. It becomes almost like bottle to his Maisa, and a Maisa Adam that is accomplished through the participation, through the partnership of Koch Achim Urabai, is Taka his Koyach. It's a Chiddush HaTorah in how to define Koch Adam. I would not have defined Koch Adam this way. I would have thought that Koch Adam meant it's got to be mamish throwing a ball at a window with no other force involved. And now comes the Torah and says, no, Kindelach, the Rebbe Hashem says, my children, you missed the boat a little bit. You had a certain limited understanding of what Koch Adam is. Let me explain to you, this is also Koch Adam. So the Chiddush HaTorah is not that. It's not Kerech Adam, but Yechayev Ki'ilu is Kerech Adam. The Chiddush HaTorah is redefining what Kerech Adam is. Nu Rabbi Yisai, who's the one who identifies this Chakira? Who's the one who identifies this Chakira? Who's the one who calls this Chakira? Reb Chaim. Talk to Reb Chaim, Hilchos Shecheinim. And Reb Chaim was looking at the Sugya not through the eyes of the Chiddush HaRan, between Rami, Reb Chaim never saw this Chiddush Aran. You know, having a Raya Brewer, Reb Chaim never saw this Chiddush Aran. What's my Raya Brewer Shel HaTshuv? Reb Chaim never saw this Chiddush Aran. What's my Raya Brewer? Not only did not quote it, what's my Raya? The Brisker Rav, the next generation, after he writes, as Oshakal Torah writes, the Shuv Harani on the Mechad is Chiddush Aran. The Brisker Rav didn't see the Chiddush Aran until years later. If Reb Chaim was new to Chiddush Aran, he had seen the Chiddush Aran, so then this would have been part of the Brisker Rav. This is so brisk, this is so part of everything. This would have been part of the Messiah. The Brisker Rav wouldn't have missed this Chiddush Aran. So the Teretz says, Chiddush Aran wasn't even in print, that it was, well, who knows, Echad Mini Elef Alfi Alof, who had a Chiddush Aran in Sanhedrin? In the old days, what did they have? They had Gemaras and Rambams and the Kaishi, they had a Rashba, you know, Shidim Kubetzis, they didn't have so many Rishayim, they didn't have what we have today. So, who said, I saw a great line for Rav Asher Weiss the other day. See if I can reconstruct it properly. He said that there's never been a generation that it's so easy to become a Talmid Chacham, and there's never been a generation that it's so challenging to become a Talmid Chacham, something like that. So I think what he meant is that for those who want to become a Talmid Chacham, we have all the, it's so much easier for us. We have everything at our fingertips. We have, yeah. You need a Risha, you need an Achram, it's right there in front of your eyes. In the old days, the Shach describes, you had to go running from town to town to find the manuscript, you know. Even in the days of the Mishnah Berurah, he writes, Baruch Hashem, Shach Yom Kimam Yom, as long as he got his hand on a certain sefer. I said, it's a joke, this man is anything and everything's in right in front of you, you can do everything. So on the other hand, it's so challenging to become a Talmid Chacham because there are so many distractions. It's an interesting thing because it's the same koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this koyach into the world now, that he threw in this tremendous koyach of information. So it's the koyach of information that both is the greatest aid in Limud HaTorah and it's the greatest deterrent in Limud HaTorah. It's mamash, the makar refu, mamash munach b'zev v'achzeh. Because in the old days, when people didn't have any information, they didn't have anything. So they had to actually sit and break their heads against the Gemaras and their heads against the Rambam. There was no sidetracks. They didn't have to check the news. They didn't have to check anything. They didn't have phones. They didn't have anything. So all they had in front of them, the guy lived in a shtetl. Well, yeah, it was Gemara Rashi Taisa and the Rambam. So he became a great Talmid Chacham. But it was really, really hard. You had to really, really break your heads and become a great Talmid Chacham just reading Taisism. So you had to think up all these chakiras just by reading the Taisis. Nobody held your hand and pointed to you, read these three lines in Reb Chaim, at least read two lines in Chiddush Aran. So you had to make it up all yourself. So it's much, 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 much harder. So it's an interesting world that we live in. But not for now. Anyway, back to that story. So Reb Chaim didn't have this Chiddush Aran. So therefore, Reb Chaim was looking at the sugya through what we call conventional wisdom. Reb Chaim was sitting around in Volozhin and in Brisk, and he was thinking about Isha Mishum Chitzo. So it's Munachle Beraish that, of course, Isha Mishum Chitzo spreads to Ritzicha also. Why would anybody say otherwise? Taisa said it's the Davar Pashut. Why would anybody say otherwise? And Fakir, what Gemara bears that out? What's the simplest Gemara that seems to bear out that Isha Mishum Chitzo plays out Bedin Nefashas? Which line? So Reb Chaim is Mulach Leben Reish. Of course Reb Chaim held that way. So Reb Chaim is now sitting around and contemplating, Sataka, why is it true? How did Chazal figure that out? How did Chazal know to make that jump that Isha Mishum Chitzo carries over to Misa? It's the Olah Ladas that any Risha would disagree with this, because the Gemara of Kamach Beis. So comes the Reb Chaim and says, I'll tell you why. In Tim Suleimar, that Isha Mishum Chitzo would have been upset, Gezer Sakosu B'Alma D'Kedin, that Ataka doesn't make any sense. It's against the baseline. The baseline is really right, that this is not Kayach Adam. And the Torah never said it is Kayach Adam. It's just a quirk. It's Gezer Sakosu B'Alma. So then a general take on Gezer Sakosu B'Alma, we're very, very weary to extend them to other areas of Halacha. The Gemara uses this phrase, we've talked about Sinchu many times, Emechabola, Chedusha kind of things, that, you know, we kind of limit, when they have a quirk of Exeris Akosim that we don't really understand, so it kind of stays where it belongs, kind of stays in its own Dalan Amos. When Halachas tend to leave their Dalan Amos, that means that we understand them. And the nature of the Chiddush HaTorah is not so much a Chiddush HaTorah, but it's more like a Gilui Milsa B'Alma. If the Torah is Megala to me, that your baseline was not correct, and this really is Kayach Adam. And once we learn Pshat that it is Kayach Adam, then we can run with it, we can fly with it, we can jump it and plug it into other areas of Halacha. So Reb Chaim said that Chazal must have understood that Isha Mishum Chitzo Azoi, that it's not just a quirk, but rather it's a giloy that this is the re-correct definition of Kayach and Ma'is Adam, therefore we have every right to plug it in and to extend it to other areas of Halacha, such as Ritzicha. So again, even though Reb Chaim didn't have the Chiddush Aran, we can now, in a sense, say Abinu the Chiddush Aran in the Tzad Reb Chaim rejected. It means that Mestom of the Chiddush Aran understood that Isha Mishum Chitza was Taka really a Chiddush HaTorah. That it really doesn't make any sense. It's not a Gili of anything. The Taka is a quirk. It's really a Yaitzim and a Klal. It doesn't fit into any pattern of Halacha. And therefore, wait a second. You want to extrapolate from a din that was said in Mamanis to a din that was said in Misa. So the Chiddush Aran shows you 25 different Mekairas to show you that Misa and Maman are different. You can't just jump from one to another. If Reb Chaim's beer is right, that Ishur Shem Chitzo is not a Chiddush. Ishur Shem Chitzo is a redefinition. So once it's a redefinition in one area of Halacha, it should be redefined for all areas of Halacha. But if you're going to tell me that it's not a redefinition, it's mamash, a Chiddush, Yesh Me'ayin, so then you want to be Medama Milsa to Milsa, you want to learn a Mematzinu from Misa to Nezikin, from one to another, so then you have to check with the common Sanhedrin, are the two areas of Halacha similar. You can only extrapolate one area of Halacha to another if the areas are similar. If they're different, so then they're different. So then the Chiddush Aran had to prove that they're different. And again, we are not we, I don't mean we as we here sitting in Tinek. I mean the Rishonim weren't absolutely satisfied with his rayas that they're different, because each one of the rayas, one set of rayas was in Das, and one set of rayas is depending on Koach Rishon Koach Shnei Shemayz. Facts may not be true, but Lefi Divrei Chiddush Aran that you cannot extrapolate from Mamanis to Misa. So I understand why, because it's basically a Chiddush HaTorah, and you can't just jump with the Chiddush from one area to another. So this is all the background. So we spent a lot of time understanding the Chiddush Aran internally, understanding in what Nakuda he differs from the other Rishonim. But this is all an introduction. We didn't even start the Shiur today. We didn't start the Sugya yet. We're using this all to build up. We had to build up the excitement and build up the anticipation to, now that we've put the Chiddush Aran on the table for us, so we have to now raise the question, how would the Chiddush Aran learn the Sugya in Bava Kama Chabez? Because that Gemara is mamish flying in literally against the Chiddush Aran. Because if the Chiddush Aran is right, there's no Chiyah Misa, so what in the world did the Gemara mean with the Bishlam of the Rabbi Yechanan? So, comes along the Menchas Chinuch, who also did not see a Chiddush Aran, did not have, there was the Chiddush Aran was sitting around in Galicia in the 1800s. So, the came along the Menchas Chinuch and claimed that there are other Rishonim who buy into what we would later call the Chiddush Aran. The Menchas Chinuch actually thought that this was a Shita Sarambam. This is very, very questionable. Reb Chaim clearly did not think this way. But the Menchas Chinuch wrote a whole shtickel teira to explain the Gemara of a Kama Chabez, Aliba de Harambam, which between you and me probably is not even necessarily Shita Sarambam altogether. But what the Menchas Chinuch said with Das HaRambam can definitely be said with Das HaRan, because the Ran said it. There's no question that the Ran held in Achai Misa Ishu Mishu Mechitzo. Menchas Chinuch claimed the Rambam held like that also, which is highly controversial. So we're gonna keep the Menchas Chinuch alive for us, even though the original context of who he said it with Das may not necessarily be correct. So Menchas Chinuch said that if you go back to the Gemara of Akamad of Chabez, To those magic words of Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan, Isha Mishum Chitzo, and therefore your potter at Kimla Bidramine, says the Menchas Chinuch, the Kimla Bidramine in that sugya was not the Kimla Bidramine of Ritzayach. Because quite frankly, you would not be chayev at Ritzayach for Isha Mishum Chitzo. What's the Kimla Bidramine in that sugya, Rabbi Say? What is it? It's Raidev. It's the Kimla Bidramine of Raidev. That's the sugya. Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan, that you're a Raideif, and therefore there's a parsha of Kimla Bidramine, and therefore you're Potter and the Gadish. The Gemara never said a word, never said boo, never was Merameis that you're going to be Nisa. All the Gemara said is that to be a Raideif. That's the Pshat of the Gemara. And by the way, says Michas Chinuch, I'm not the first one to say that the Gemara wasn't talking about Ritzach, was talking about Rodef. You know who else said it, Rabbi Say? And this is where our sugya really connects. Who said it? The Rashba. So the Rashba said it because he had an agenda. The Rashba's agenda was to try to emphasize how does the Gemara call this Kimli Dramine of Ritzach if the moment's preceding the Misa. That was shepherding the Rashba. And the Mechas Chinuch had an agenda. His agenda is to emphasize this, but he claims the Rabbah, but we're calling it to Jaran. How could the Gemara call it Kimli Dramine of Ritzach? I mean, not even Chayef Ritzach. So they're two different problems. The Rashba solving the Basachas problem, And the Mechas Chinuch is solving that there's no Chiyamis altogether, but both problems warrant a solution, and the solution is an identical solution. They just cross out the word Ritzayach in the Sugi, which doesn't appear anyway, and plug in the word Reidif. Ad kan devir Mechas Chinuch. So Rabbi say, we have to analyze this Mechas Chinuch now, because this is really touching on our Sugi. Mechas Chinuch told us two phenomenal chidushim. If his pshat is the correct pshat, if that's how the Ran or the Rambam or any Rishon learned the Gemara, this is a huge, huge chiddush on multiple levels. Rabbi said, when you saw this, who thought of this pshat? When you saw the chiddush Iran, who thought that we're going to fall back on Reidef? Nobody. But, so if you fell back on Reidef, there should be alarm bells going off in your mind. If this Sugya Mavakam is Reidef, there are two phenomenal things that are emanating from that assumption. What are they, Rabbi say? We are calling a person a Rodef, even if what? Even if he's quote unquote killing somebody in a way that would not be Mechayev of Mrs. Bezdin. That's also called Rodef. That's Chiddush number one. Now the Rashba didn't tell us that, because the Rashba wasn't addressing whether Yechayev Mrs. Bezdin or not. The Rashba was just addressing the timeline. But if the Mechaz Chinuch is right, Bedasa, Rambam, slash Chiddush Iran, that the Gemara is calling you a Reidef, then the Gemara is advocating a shame Reidef, even b'chiyagav, that he would be Chayim Mises Beis Din. That's Chiddush number one. What's Chiddush number two? That this is such a Reidef. This is such a full force, full first class Reidef, that even the din of Kim Rebid Ramine that usually applies to a regular Reidef will apply to this kind of Reidef as well. That's the second Chiddush. So you're probably wondering, oh, come on, that's not such a Chiddush. If you're Im Kvar Az Kvar, if you're already calling him a Reidef, and we know that a Reidef carries with it the Parashat Kim Rebid Ramine, so it's 2 plus 2 equals 4. So the real Chiddush is step number one, that this is called a Reidef. That's already the startling point. How can you be a Reidef? If Bezer would catch you, they wouldn't kill you, so that's a Reidef. So if I'm willing to go on the record and say, yeah, this is also a Reidef, so why did I consider to be such a razzle-dazzle Chiddush to say, and he's such a super-duper-duper Reidef that he's even going to have a Ptov Kibbutz Ramine? So I'll tell you a secret. The second part is more troubling than the first part. Let's see if we can analyze this Mechaz Chinuch. Do we have any rayas for this? Let's open up Shas now. Do we have any rayas for this idea? That I'm asking you, Nisha, we're learning Reidef now, right? We're learning the things of Reidef. In order to be a Reidef, to be Nidal Natsil B'Nafshay, do you have to be Reidef Bitsura in a way that if you would succeed, you would be killed by Beis Din? Is that necessary or not? Anyone bring me a Raya? Forget about conception. Anyone bring me a Raya? I want a Raya.
If it's all about Atzolos on your death, then it shouldn't matter.
Oh, so Usher's already doing exactly what I asked not to do. That's okay, Usher. We love you anyway. But I don't want a conceptual Raya. Usher just gave me the correct conceptual Raya. But I want just a Raya from Shas first. I'm not so... I can't think this through yet. I just want to just clear Shas first. Anyone have a riot from Shas? Anywhere in Shas? Rodev Katon. So that's a tricky one, because the Katon happens to be not Chayev Misas Bezin because of a technicality. He's lacking in the Gavr Shabbo. It's a lack of Bardah Shabbo. But what I'm talking about is that the Maisa that I'm doing is not a mice that would be Mechayev Mises Beis Din. So it's not, at the end of the day, you're correct. It will be a Raya, but it's not quite exactly what I'm looking for. I'm looking for, I am, the what?
Shagging? If you kill someone with shagging?
Those are similar examples to what's being said here, that those are chesronos of the Das Adam. What I'm really looking for is a mice Ritzicha that doesn't meet the criteria of being a mice Ritzicha. I'm killing, that's a bad way of saying it. I'm killing somebody in a way that doesn't meet Hilchos Ma'aser Tzicha. Okay, what would it be? What would it be if I'm about to kill somebody Derech HaKach Sheni, Derech HaGrama, Derech any other way that's felt as Chaser in the Ma'aser Tzicha Shabbat? Would I still be subject to the Parish of Reidev, of Nitro and Tzlub and Avshay? Anyone in Raya's?
Killing him with someone that's with an item that's not a murder like weapon, like a.
So give me an example. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a very, very specific case of killing somebody in a way that this is not a kind of a ritzicha that would be chayav mises beis din. But I did, in a sense, facilitate his death. Is that called the Raidif or not? I'm looking for a Gemara either from the ninth perek of Brachas or the tenth perek above a Kama. So the baby is the cotton case. So that's part of this, but I'm looking for that. That's not a bit right. That's funny. One of the is right. That's a good right. That one easier right. What?
Story and Brachos with Rashila.
Yeah, now we're talking. Right, Moser. The Gemara says both in the end of Brachos and in the end of Bavakama. The Gemara says that if I see somebody being Moser Mamon Chaveru to Akum, so in the olden days. If I would snitch to the guy and I would say, I go, you see that guy that Yisrael, right? Reuven's got a nice car, go and take it. That was tantamount to putting Reuven's life in danger. Why? Because first of all, the guy would go and take it, and not just necessarily go and take it, but the best way to go and take it and ensure that Reuven's not going to bother him afterwards is what? Is to kill him. So the Gemara considers that when you're meiser somebody's mamon, you are potentially being misachin their lives. You're potentially endangering their lives. And therefore the Gemara tells in both places, in Brachas and Bavakama, that if you see somebody about to be meiser, you hear a guy, he's the Gemara tells a story about that Rav Kahana overheard somebody boasting, I'm going to go to this guy and tell this guy about Reuven's car. The guy's going to give me $20. I'm going to hand over the car. So the Rav Kahana says, Gevalt! You're a tzayach. You're going to kill. What you're doing is going to end up killing the Jew. So Rav Kahana killed him at Taras Redif. Whereas such a person was a Redif. Again, no one should please be extrapolate halacha lemaisa, because roidif bizbanazeh, some terrible misunderstandings of roidif could emanate from some of the things I'm saying. So please, this is a disclaimer that this is a lundus and tairis, and we're not telling anyone to do anything. And please, everyone understand that this is not we're not learning Shabbos right now. We're learning the theoretical constructs of the sugyas of roidif right now. Please don't make any foolish conclusions. So Rabbi Isai, but the Gemara says it, that a Moiser is Nitan Latzila B'Nafshay. Let's say the Moiser would have succeeded in what he did. He went to the guy, and the guy went ahead and killed Reuven. Is the Moiser Chayav Nisus Beisdin? Not be the Chayav Nisus Beisdin. He didn't pick up a weapon, he didn't pick up a gun, he didn't do anything. Again, is he going to suffer in Shemayim? In Shemayim, yeah, he'll be punished terribly in Shemayim for bringing around about a person's death. But Baki Ishra Meis, Moshe was snitched. So it sounds like it's a no-brainer that a Meiser is a Rodef, even though a Moser is not a Ratzeach. So it sounds like you can be a Rodef without being, so to speak, Ratzeach. So it sounds like the next step should be simple. Abba Zoy. What? So then based on what we're saying, it should be a no-brainer. Once we jumped, once we made that, we crossed that first bridge. The first bridge was the easy bridge. That we weren't sure it was right, but we dug up two Gemaras that told us clear as day that it's right. So you can be a right there without technically being a Kiyetzi by Ratzeach. It should be a no-brainer. You should apply Kimud Ramine, right? It should be Pashat.
Like
oh, wait, before you remember, Gemara's, what's the word? You're right. I'm saying, wait, come on. So wait, what's the din? Would you say Kimud Ramine and Moiser? What's the din? Anyone ever
learned? Rabbi, isn't Moiser more like Garmin than Grama?
So the Gemara says, Pemole in Bava Kama, that a Moiser is chayav to pay for what he's Moiser. Let's say a Moiser is successful. And he goes ahead, Reuven goes to the guy and says, go take Shimon's car, and Shimon takes the car. So the Gemara says, Reuven's chayav to pay. And Moiser's chayav to pay. Now, Asher just threw some terms, had some loaded terms in Bava Kama, where the Gemara says, why is he chayav to pay? He wasn't mazik b'yadayim. He didn't smash Reuven's car. He told the guy to take Reuven's car. So the Gemara says, you're right. He's chayav alts, the famous two words called dina de garmi. That's a sugya in the ninth parak of Bava Kama, the tenth parak of Bava Kama, that sometimes you can be mazik somebody in a way that's a little bit indirect. It's not absolute mamash b'yadayim. It smacks a shtickle of grama. Kami and grama have the same shoresh. So it smacks a little bit of grama. That's what's called dina de garmi. So the Gemara says in Bava Kamma that when a Maisa is successful in being Maisa, Mamon Chaveiro to the guy, so we are going to nab him, we're going to make him pay, we're going to nab him in Beis and force him to pay. Al Tzmazik. That's Al Didinigami. Hitaka is Chayev. Now, truth to be told, it's not relevant for us. That Din of the Gami is a big machlokes that we shown him. Is that a real Din deraisa? Din derabban? You do him before some. That Tosis writes in Bava Kamma in a few places that the whole parish of Din of the Gami is only derabban. It's not a real Din deraisa. Come on, it's not a mazik b'yadayim. It's garnished. And the Ramban wrote an entire book against Tosis. What was the book called? He wrote the Kuntras Din of the Gami. He wrote an entire Kuntras to try to show that that Taisa is not right, that the Gami is a real Din deraisa. And if you hold it's a real Din deraisa, then you have to bend over backwards and do somersaults to figure out when is something Gromas, when is something Gami. So the Ramban and the Rosh, the whole group of Rishonim did the somersaults and try to figure out when, yeah, when, no. So the Shach in Cheshen Nishpat, in the Siman about Gami, so the Shach writes that he was going to write a refutation of the Ramban, step by step. Each step of the Kuntras Din of the Gami, he's going to argue with. But he says he's not going to bother even arguing the whole thing because he thinks the whole premise is wrong. He thinks that Din of the Gami is just a Kenas B'Yam, it's just a Din Rabban. He thinks Taz is right. So why should I shepherd and argue every single Kuntras of the Ramban? The whole premise of the entire Kuntras is not correct. So again, this is a running machlokes that we share. But it doesn't really matter for us. Bottom line is, is the Maisa Chayav Mammon or not? What's the answer? Yeah, it's Chayav Mammon. Whether the rice and the run is Chayim Mammon. How's the Chayim Mammon? What happened to Kimri Rami? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why is that different than Kimri
Rami? Yeah, that's a question. That's a good question. So that's a good question. Wait a second. We're in a big, big pickle over here. We want to know, we raised the question. We saw this Birchas Chinuch. We all start with this Birchas Chinuch, right? Birchas Chinuch told us that the real Sugya in Bava Kamma Chabez is not a Sugya for Tzeach, because that's wrong, because the Chiddush Aran and the Rambam, whatever he thinks is the Rambam, that there's no Chiyam Misa anyway for Ishim Shem Chitza. So he crossed out the word Ritzeach in the Sugya and plugged in the word Reidev. By doing so, he committed himself to two Chiddushim. Chiddush number one is that you can be a Reidev even if you kill B'chiyah Gav that you're not Chiyam Misa's Beis Din. And we thought that was very remarkable. We said, that's the Nishkadai, that's okay. That we have no problems with, because the Gemara says Moiser. The Gemara says that Moiser is a Reidev, even though he's not a Ritzach. And then we said, okay, great. So then once you declare that this guy's a Rodev, so then connect the dots. If he's a Rodev, and Rodev carries with the Kimli Raminate, so then an Isha Meshum Chitza should carry with it a Kimli Raminate, right? No problem. But what Gemara is staring us in the face? The Sugyas of Meiser are staring us in the face. Because the Sugyas of Meiser are the same as Isha Meshum Chitza, according to the Sharan. They're both examples where you facilitated a person's death, but you didn't do it in a way that's Chayav Misa's Beis Din. So how come, when it comes to Meiser, the din is that you have to pay the money, and somehow Kimri Ramine doesn't cover you, but when it comes to the Bechaz Chinuch Chiddush Aran, somehow Kimri Ramine does cover you. So how does that work? How does that happen? What's going on? Yeah, sure, yeah.
Isn't this the Divrei Yecheskel, the Makan Bonshin?
Yeah, of course the Divrei Yecheskel. But it's the Divrei Yecheskel. Yeah. I was just back and forth whether I'm going to confuse everyone with Divrei Yecheskel, but you succeeded in confusing us, Asher. You told me that shit. Divrei Yecheskel, what am I going to do? I have to mention it. So, the Divrei Yecheskel, who is the Divrei Yecheskel? I don't know. Besides Asher, who is the Divrei Yecheskel? Cheskel Borstein, he was one of the Rosh Hashivas in Slabodka, right before the war. So the Divi Cheskel claims that our discussion is a moot discussion because a Meiser is not a Redif. Bechlal not a Redif. Shum Parvay Fenishkin Redif. I but the Gemara says you're allowed to kill a Meiser. So the Divi Cheskel is not allowed to kill him off to Redif. You're allowed to kill him for a different reason. It's called Beis Din Makan for Ancient Shalom and Adin. The Gemara says in Yevamos that every once in a while when there's a Harash Shah, when there's an emergency situation, so you're allowed to actually even kill somebody, make the Milsa. When there's extra legal powers, there's extra legal rules, there's a martial law, whatever it's called, special halachas that the Beis Din sometimes has to override the regular rules of halacha. You're not allowed to do it in the Olam Vod. If you do it in the Olam Vod, that's the Kibbutz Dov in the Torah. But lemeg the milsa, you're allowed it. So the Gemara tells a story about there was a certain person who did a certain Aveira, and they killed him for it, even though he clearly wasn't Chayav Misa according to the regular standard rules. He wasn't Chayav Misa Beis Din. There's a special din of a Beis Din Makar Ve'Ein Shin Shalem and Adin. There's a question what the source of that is. That's a whole other issue. The Gemara seems to learn it out from the parasha of Navi, that a Navi can give a Navua, which is a Harashah, Shalukin Adin. Again, it's a whole parasha in Yavam and stuff, Tzad. You have to figure out where this comes from. But the Gemara says there is a din of Beis and Makam and Shalom Adin. So the Yecheskel claims that the parasha of Meisir is not the regular din of Reidiv. It's an ancient Shalom and Adin to Kedin. It has nothing to do with anything. He's not Chayav Misa, he's not Chayav Misa Beis, not Chayav Misa anything. It's just the Harashah B'Alma. As a Rosh of Yalma, what's called Kimli Rabin? It's not an Einish Bechlal. It's not a real Einish, even though Gemara calls it Makaf Einjin Shalom and Adin. It's not an Einish that carries with Kimli Rabin. But we're not going to go down that route, Asher, of the Devi Cheski right now. We're going to go down conventional wisdom that a Meis was a regular Raidev. And if a Meis was a regular Raidev, then the Gemara is telling us, Pemole, that you don't apply Kimli Rabin to this kind of Rodev, which is startling, and this is clearly not going to bode well for the Minchas Chinuch's beer in the Gemara, but it really forces us to phrase the question, why should that be so? If you really believe that a Meisur is a Reidif, like the Gemara Pashta says, unlike the Yecheskel, Pashta's of all the Gemara is that he's Mamish a Reidif Gomor. If he's a Reidif, why is there no Kimud Rabin Anin? So the Minchas Chinuch, L'chayrus, was right. Misvar the Minchas Chinuch was right, that Bishlam Rabbi Yechon can be read as a Reidif, and he's a Reidif without being a Retzeach, and as a Reidif he's subject to Kimli Drabin, hey, but he just ran into a brick wall, because the Gemara says, Pemole, that there is Kimli Drabin, there's no Kimli Drabin on Meisah. So, Taka, why is that so? What is wrong with Mechaz Chinuch's Cheshbin? What is deficient with Mechaz Chinuch's Shtikl Torah? Why is it clawed against the Mechaz Chinuch? That from the Gemara, it's clear as day against the Mechaz Chinuch. What can I say? Last week I got into trouble with the Rashash, now I get in trouble with the Mechaz Chinuch. What am I going to do? Offer on the Takas Kapas for Gleim, but Torah and Yilam the Nitzarech. So why Takas Mechaz Chinuch not right? What is it about this Reidev of Meiser, this Reidev of Isha B'Shem Chitzav? What is about this Reidev that he has a Reidev of Benisht Kimud Raminei? How could you be a Reidev and not be subject to Kimud Raminei? So Yaduva, Abzev is going to tell me, who gives the answer? So this is going to be based on the famous verse of the Ibn Moshe. Okay? He doesn't answer this kasha, but his whole Shtikl Torah obviously sets the stage for this. Hopefully, it's from tomorrow. We're going to pick up. We're going to go from. We start off in Slobodka. We're going to move to Brisk. The Mimeisha was the Rosh Hashiva in Brisk. Rav Chaim was the Rav of Brisk, and he was the Rosh Hashiva. Rav Simcha Zelig was the Dayan of Brisk. Moshe Sokolovsky was his name. No relationship at all. He was the Rosh Hashiva in Brisk, and Rav Chaim was the Rav of Brisk. So it was quite a star lineup of what was going on in Brisk back in the old days. So hopefully, that's from tomorrow. We're going to pick up with this Nakuda from the Imre Moshe, which is sets the stage for this entire Mahalach of the Sugya. When you say Kimli Ramanei, when you don't say Kimli Ramanei, is it a road if subject Kimli Ramanei, not subject Kimli Ramanei? We got a lot of work to cut out for us. Yeah. Well, it's not a Meisur Tzicha, it's a Reidev. It's a Reidev that if you would have succeeded, you're a Reidev because you would have killed the guy with a knife. No, it's not a Meisur. Meisur, I wasn't ever planning on killing the guy with a knife. I was only planning on handing the guy over to a guy. So, whereas over here, I was planning on killing the guy with a knife. Means Amar Rava, Rebnei Ba Amar Torah Ba Machteres, because it's Ke'ilu, since the Torah is Yardulus of Daita, that if the Bala Boss puts up a fight, I'm going to kill him with a knife. So that's it's a real Reidev. You need the psychological assessment to get you to Reidev, but once you got there, then you're a Reidev be a Dayan Amish. So it's definitely different than the case of the Meisar, and the case of Ishu Shem Chitz of the Chedish Aram. Okay? But that is subject to Kimud Rabin. This it would be right. Because Bab Machteres is a real Reidev. Once we pass a psychological test of Yadua that the Balabas is going to kill me, so then it takes on the status of a full fledged Reidev with the parish of Kimud Rabin. It's only these two other cases of Isha B'Shem Chitza and Chiddush Arans and the Meisah that don't meet the criteria of Kimud Rabin, and we have to understand fine tune why this should be so. Hopefully, we'll try to finish this tomorrow. This is Mir Moshe's beer in the Sugya, and then we have to go to the Nimukha Yosef, the Tumas Akri. There's a whole other angle of this Sugya. I thought we finished the Sugya today, but clearly that didn't happen, so hopefully, that's from tomorrow. We'll try to put the final touches on the Sugya, and then maybe we even get moving into the next Sugya. So, guys who are falling, who are ahead of me in the Marmakomas, keep on plugging ahead. I'll give you more, make up more Marmakomas for tomorrow. I mean, more things to see, so keep on plugging ahead. Okay, I'll meet you tomorrow. Back, continue this. Take care, guys. Be well. Yeah.